I want last time we learned in Inyanei Tefillah, we spoke about the karbanos, right? How we say Torah Shebiksav, right? Chumash, Mishnah, Gemara, right? We have Sukkim that we say, then we say the Mishnah Bezahu Makoman, because it's not Machlokas. Then we have the Braisa of Reb Yishmael, which is the beginning of Torah's Kohanim, and that's like the Gemara, and we say the Karbanos at the beginning of davening, and we noted, Rav Shechter points out from Talmid Rabbi Yonah that reciting Karbanos is in Daraisa, and therefore you shouldn't skip Karbanos. After the recitation of Karbanos, you have Psukei Dezimra. And Psukei Dezimra begins with Baruch Sha'amar, right? And Psukei Dezimra ends with Yishtabach. But we got a problem, because take out your Orthodox Jewish sitter. And in your Orthodox Jewish Siddur, you're going to have something before Baruch Sha'amar. If you daven Nusach Ashkenaz, in most places, you have Mizmor Shir Chanukah Habayis LeDavid before Baruch Sha'amar. If you daven Nusach Sfard, you have Hoidi, right? We'll translate that, Hodu, and Baruch Sha'amar. Hodu and Mizmor Shir Chanukah Habayis LeDavid, and you have Psukim of Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, etc. And you have Lamateach Ben Ginos Mizmor Shir before Baruch Sha'amar. So we want to talk about these things that we say before Baruch Sha'amar. The Tor writes, Siman Nun Aleph, that's not proper to say anything before Baruch Sha'amar. All the Mizmorim you should say after Baruch Sha'amar. Rav Soloveitchik in the Nefesh HaRav, page 210 to 11, the Rav, page 110, 111, excuse me, the Rav says that the idea is that Baruch Sha'amar is a matir. Right? Baruch Sha'amar, it's a matir for saying Shvachim of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Mi Yamad Kvaras Hashem, Yashmiya Kol Tehillaso. Right? How can you praise the Ribbono Shel Olam? Right? Only if you're Mashmiya Kol Tehillaso, if you could say the full praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You say HaKel Gadol HaGibor VaNora. Because Anshei Knesset HaGadolah, the Nevi'im said it, etc. But what's the heter to say Psukim in Shevach L'Ribbono Shel Olam? The answer is Baruch Sha'amar is the matir, the Rav used to say. We're saying Ubishirei David Avdecha Nahalelcha, right? We're only saying because David HaMelech said it. If that's the case, the kasha is how do we say these things before Baruch Sha'amar? You should know embroiderers. They don't say anything before Baruch Sha'amar. They don't say Mizmor Shir Chanukah Habayis LeDavid, like Nusach Ashkenaz says. They for sure don't say Hoyedi because they don't have a Nusach Sfarad embroiderers, and they don't say anything before Baruch Sha'amar. They don't. We'll talk about saying Mizmor Shir Chanukah Habayis LeDavid afterwards briefly. But where does this idea of saying some stuff before Baruch Sha'amar come from? So it comes from the Beis Yosef. The Torah says don't say anything beforehand. Right, like what they do in Breuers. But the Beis Yosef at the end of Siman Nun writes that there was shir that they sang when they're makriv, the Korban Toda, the Korban Tumah Shebein Shoshach, and the Korban Tumah Shebein Arba'im. They would say a shir. What's the shir? The shir was Hodu. Hodu is divided up into two parts, and that was the shir that they recited. So therefore, the Beis Yosef says that you should say Hodu, and Hodu is a chelak of karbanos, right? Because Hodu is the shir that they sang when they're makriv the korban tamid shoshachar, and the Hashem Melech Hashem Moloch, right? That they say the Beis Yosef quotes in the Sefer Shibalei Halaket is because the malachim would have like a back and forth. One would say, we say Hashem Melech, Hashem Molach twice. Hashem Melech, Hashem Molach, then you repeat it, right? It's because the Malachim would have a back and forth that they would say Shir to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We want to get the angel part in before we do Psukei Dezimra. So therefore, the Beis Yosef says, right, you say the Shir of the Karban, it's like a chelik of Karbanis. You do the Shir of Hashem Melech, Hashem Molach, which is what the angel said, and that's okay. And then your Yotze, those things. That's what the Beis Yosef says. Where does Mizmor Shir Chanukah Habayis LeDavid come in? Shteit nisht in the Beis Yosef in Siman Nun. Doesn't say it. Mizmor Shir Chanukah Habayis LeDavid does appear one time in the Torah, Torah Tzimin Kuf Lamed Gimel tells us what the Shir Shoyom of various days is. Rosh Chodesh, Barchi Nafshi. On Purim, Lamnat Seach Al Ayelat HaShachar. On Chanukah, remember that? Yesterday, on Chanukah, says the Torah, you say, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayisa. David, it's a din in the Shir Shoyom. That's the Pashtus in the tour, although there are some who just understood that to mean that you should say it at some point during davening, but not necessarily as a chelak of the Shir Shoyom. If you say it as a chelak of the Shir Shoyom, there's a further question in the poskim: do you say Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis with David before the regular Shir Shoyom or after the regular Shir Shoyom? Persume Nisa and Tadir, which one comes first? Right? Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, right? Which Kriya comes first? Right? The Ramah Paskins, if you start the wrong one, you have to interrupt and stop. Now, I'm quoting a lot of these sources about Mizmor Shir from an article of Bitzara Landau, who wrote the Sefer about the Gra. He was a Rav in Bnei Brak. Don't know very much about him. So in this article, he points out that it's not until very, very late. Like students of the Arizal started saying Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David. It was originally only done in places where they davened the Sfarad. Somehow, we're not exactly sure, but it migrated to Nusach Ashkenaz of Eastern Europe, but Nusach Ashkenaz of Western Europe, like in Breuer's, does not say Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David. But what's the Kesher? Right? L'cha'ora, point to the Rav, that you need Shirei David Avdecha after Baruch Sha'amai. You need the Matir to say it. So how, I understand you say Hodu, it's like a chelak of the Karbanos. But what is the idea of Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David? It's also a further question you could ask. What's the connection Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David to Chanukah? Right? It's not really about Chanukah Sabayis. The whole Mizmor is David HaMelech saying, you lowered me, etc. Right? What's the connection to Chanukah? It's very hard to understand what Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis. So it's the first pasuk. So it has the word Chanukah, right? Mizmor Chanukah Sabayis with David. So yeah. What? So where? So why do you say it every day? Like, what's the kesher? So you skip it every day for that reason. You only say it on Chanukah. Right, so there are many who only say that first pasuk in Chanukah, because in the Psukim of our Mimcha Hashem Kedili Sunni, you end up with the gematria of, you end up with 91 words, which is gematria of Shem Havaya and Adnos put together, right? So that's why they start our Mimcha Hashem. And you end up also with like 15 shameless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there, it's, that's the idea that's quoted in some of the Rishonim on Tefillah. So the Aruch HaShulchan says something I don't understand. But the Siddur Tzlusa Davram has the following argument, that we say Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David because we're affirming our belief there's going to be a Bayis Shlishi. David HaMelech wants to build the Beis HaMikdash, but David HaMelech is unable to, right? So he says, I want a Chanukah Sabayis, but it ain't happening. So Avimim Chashem Kedilei Sonei, right? The Rabbonu Shel Olam lowered me, but it's not so bad. My enemies didn't take pleasure. It's not that terrible. That's basically what David HaMelech is saying. In other words, it's not so terrible. They don't have a Beis HaMikdash. The same idea, of course, is connected to Chanukah, that things are bad. Bayis Sheni isn't great, but you have something. David HaMelech had something. Maybe that's the Kesher. But it could be, this is why the Minhag developed, that we begin davening Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David, because we say Karbanos. Tzedin Doiraisa, right? Avram Avinu, Bamel Edaki, Roshana, right? Etc. Bezkus HaKarbanos. But we can't be Makriv Karbanos anymore. right? We say the shear of hodu. It's like karbanas, right? The shear on karbanas. Can't be makrub karbanas. Mizmor shir chanukah sabayis v'david. We assume that just like David HaMelech was happy, confident that there's going to be a bayis shlishi or a bayis sheni, a bayis rishon in context of David. So we're also confident there's going to be a bayis shlishi. That's what the Sulus Davram says. And therefore we recite Mizmor shir after karbanas to show our belief that karbanas will come back. Yeah. According Rav Schechter likes to quote this Rabbeinu Yonah that Karbanos is Dereisa, yeah.
That's so, should we
never archive what we see? Yeah. So you should say a little bit of Karbanos every day. That's what Rav Schechter has in the article in this recent Sefer Ateres Tzvi. Rav Schechter has that Shtekot Torah, yeah. Okay. Rav Schechter was right. He told me that he always skips Mizmor Shir. whatever. I asked him this morning, I'm like, if in yeshiva we skip Shir Masmi Mamakim, because you're not supposed to, right? It's all supposed to be between Baruch Shem and Yishtabach, so you don't say Shir Masmi Mamakim. So how come we say Baruch Shem Ar? How can we say, what's it called? Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis V'David. How can we say that in yeshiva? So he said that there was a guy here in yeshiva who had some kesher to the Briskers, and one time after Rav Soloveitchik and the Shir mentioned that Baruch Shem was a matir, he met with like Reb Beryl or something in Eretz Yisrael, and Reb Beryl asked, like, what did Reb Yosha Ber say? And he said the shtickle thing. It's like, what? It's a matir? What about Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis V'David? Ah! The answer is, I don't know. But maybe we should take a skip it in yeshiva. Rav Schechter smiled when I had this suggestion. I have no idea what that means when he smiles. Okay, gentlemen, have a great day. Well, again, the Mechaber paskins that that you take a skip Pesukei Zimra if you're late. The truth of the Mishkanus Yankiv that we'll discuss says that Pesukei Zimra is meaning the Gemara, you should never skip it entirely. Say, Baruch Shem HaAsher Yishtabach. The Pashtus, you should say, Tin Bev Karbanos and Baruch Shem HaAsher Yishtabach. Right, that's the Pashtus. But you should also, the Pashtus is don't be late for davening.